Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I think we had a wonderful worship meeting, as always. On the behalf of my wife and myself, we want to thank you, saints, for your prayer. For your prayer for a safe travel as we went and come back safe. We thank you very much for your prayer. I'm here to present to you, like the Apostle Paul says, for I would deliver unto you same thing that I also receive, that how Christ died for our sin according to the scripture, and that he was buried, rose again on the third day, according to the scripture. And if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, you shall live forever and ever with him. And if you does not believe, you would likewise be also condemned forever and ever. So I trust that you may make this wise choice and trust the Lord as Savior before time change unto eternity. Our scripture reading will be taken from the book of beginning, which is the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, read from verse 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and the thoughts and the heart was only evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I trust this morning that it's your intention to really find grace in God's eyes before you leave this place. The word repentance here, it does not mean that God made a mistake in dealing with man, but it indicates a change in divine direction resulting from the action of man. God used his grace for the first time, and it would be the theme for salvation. Shall we also turn to Titus? Titus chapter 2, verse 11. We go right from verse 11. Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, so we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that we might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous unto good work. And I trust that the Lord would add a blessing to the reading of his word for his dear name and mercy's sake. Father, we thank you this morning for your presence with us here. We thank you, God and Father, for everyone who is gathered here. We pray, God and Father, as your word go forth, Lord, we pray at this time that you may fill the empower the yourself by the Spirit to your servant. And oh Father and God, those who is listening to your word, we pray, oh God, that you may give them a heart that would receive, a ears that would hear, and a heart that would receive your word, and that they may desire, oh God, to find grace. Those who have not yet trusted thee, they may find grace in your sight, like Noah did. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. First, I would like to give you a highlight on who Noah was. Noah, he was the son of Lamech. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That is the three sons that, and his wife, that the wives that populated the world after the flood. Noah's wife name was Nama. Noah, he lived for 950 years and died. Noah, he was a preacher of righteousness. Noah, he found grace in the sight of God. Praise God for Noah. And because of Noah, we think that we are here existing even today, because he found grace in the sight of God. We trust that anyone here this morning who have not yet found grace in God, by the end of this meeting, you may find grace in the sight of God through his son, Jesus Christ, who grace and truth is found in him. Amen. I would say that the next event and God's prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church. The Bible does not mention the word rapture, but if you see in the book of 1 Thessalonians, the word would be caught up. And we use the word caught up as the same as the word for rapture. And in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 16, remind us that for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And he said, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive and remain shall be caught up, that's the word, shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the cloud, in the air. That's the word we are looking at. The word caught up. He said here, now, Jesus' disciples came asking him, when would concern about the coming, when would these things be, and what shall be the signs of the coming? But here we see that what Jesus says, you are facing a difficult time, and we are being a difficult world. But in John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. There is a lot of hearts that is in trouble, even as we see the time in which we live in today. We see around us the situation and the world in which we live in. We know that there is a lot of troubled heart. But Jesus told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. And if it was not so, I would have told you. But I gone to prepare a place for you, and I will come again. The word I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Words of comfort to a troubled heart. And I think these words could be very comforting to us today as we see the time in which we live in, as we see the situation around us. We could be very troubled-hearted. But thank God he left words of comfort with us. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, when you see the world around us, you could definitely have a troubled heart. You live here, step on the subway. You live here, step outside. You don't know what happened next. You could definitely have a troubled heart. But thank God for Jesus, who gave us words of comfort. We will not let our heart be troubled. Because why? Because we believe in him. We believe in God. We believe in his son, Jesus Christ. We accept him as Lord and Savior. That's the only thing that would cause our heart not be in trouble. But otherwise, as you face this world, we're living in a perilous time. We live in a perilous world. And that's what Jesus Christ was telling the disciples. We are living in a terrible time. And we ourselves can see the sign is everywhere. As you look out, you go to the north, south, east, west, the signs of the time is there. So that's the question the disciples was asking Jesus. When he told them that he's going away, we want to know, well, when, you know, they was anxious, when are you coming back? You know, when shall these things be? The reason why I want to share this passage briefly before I go into the gospel is because I realize that some of us as believers, I was talking to someone recently, and he was sharing with me, and you know, my heart really went out. You know why? Because he was, you know, thinking about prophecy to fulfill before the rapture of the church. And he's still expecting or looking forward for prophecy. I was, you know, trying to encourage him, get yourself right together. And like he was saying, I still have time, because, you know, he's saying, like, I haven't seen, you know, by time the mark of the beast, or by time the great tribulation, by time this, and he is saying this, believing that he really have time, you know? So now I realize that there is still people who trust God, and they do not really understand. That's why Jesus Christ was saying, I does not want to have you ignorant concerning these things. And we, as who know it, we should not let the people we come in contact be ignorant. So we should be able to share these things with them. What next? What would happen next? And God prophetic calendar, especially concerning the church of Christ. And at first, I want to let you know that we does not looking for any prophecy to fulfill for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ could be at any time. We call it, it could be imminent at any moment. All the prophecy concerning the rapture of the church has already come to pass. It's already fulfilled. We are not looking for anything concerning what they're talking about, the mark of the beast, talking about the rapture of the talking about the great tribulation. This would be after we are caught up and already in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. Take heed. So when someone tell you they have time, you need to tell them they does not have any time. And they got to prepare to meet the Lord, because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God to receive those who are prepared to go with him. And if you are not prepared, you have to be prepared and ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about for the rapture of the church. You know, the Bible talk about coming, and sometimes we get mixed up with the different coming. But this coming is not about we are going. It's not anything about coming. We are going to meet him. So we have to really be able to clearly define it. So Jesus' disciples asked him, you know, they asked him, what shall be the sign, and when shall this thing be, and what shall be the sign of the coming? Jesus said, watch and be ready, for no one know the day nor the hour. In Luke 21, verse 23 says, he remind us as believers, when we shall see these things shall come to pass, we need to look up, lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. What things? When we begin to see these things, what the word of God speak about, the signs of the time, he said, we got to look up. The signs of the time. There is many signs. Jesus Christ explained to them. When you shall see, he give them example. When you shall see the fig tree is putting on new leaves. You know, in those days, they know about the fig, the farmers. When you shall see the fig tree are putting on new leaves, what do you know? You know, summer is close. When you shall see, so he's saying to them, when you shall see these things, look up. Be ready. Your redemption draweth nigh. My coming is at the door. So as they continue, see, as we can see ourselves that there is signs everywhere. Signs is everywhere. No need for we question about it. No need to question about it. I realized that from since 2019, people have asking the question, and the question they have been asking is the COVID pandemic, is it signs of the time? People is asking this question very often. Is the COVID pandemic signs of the time? Well, my answer is yes. It is signs of the time. My Bible, the Word of God speaks about plagues, pestilence, disease, and all these in the scripture, in the Bible, it speaks of as a form of judgment. And I firmly believe that this COVID pandemic, the COVID-19, I believe that God is speaking to believers as well as unbelievers in this COVID-19 pandemic. I believe it. Why I believe it? Because I can see that what you call an awakening or a revival for the Church of Christ. And I praise God for that. I don't know if you could see it, but there is an awakening or a revival for the Church of Christ. And also for the non-believers, it is reminding them of, reminding them of the certainty or the imminent of how life is short and how they need to prepare to meet the God, to meet the Lord. How much they need to prepare to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 9 and verse 27, you remind them that he's appointed unto man once to die, but after death is the judgment. And my question is, where will you spend eternity? It's a question that you have to know yourself. After death is the judgment, but where will you spend eternity? We have seen so many people die from this COVID pandemic. We have seen so many people die from the war in Ukraine. We're talking about death is certain. And if all these who die does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, they would spend the rest of their life, the rest of their life being condemned forever. Think about that. Death give no warning. He never warned them so they could have time to prepare to meet the Lord. Hence the reason why, my friend, it is so important that we be like Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. As we go back to Noah, a man who pleased God, and God was pleased with him. In Luke chapter 17, verse 26, I'll just share with you from Luke chapter 17. Here, verse 26 says, as Jesus Christ reminded them, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, what is the quality of Noah? First, we says, verse 26 says, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drink, they married wives, and they gave in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Until that day that Noah entered into the ark. The point I'm making here is to show you that is when the church is raptured or caught up, then there would be destruction or what you call the great tribulation. Here we see that after Noah was in the ark, then the flood came. God promised that, what God promised, God make many promises to us. The church will not, that's evidence, the church will not go through the tribulation. Verse 26, likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, drink, they bought, they sold, they plant, they build. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it began to rain fire and brimstone. You see, Lot was out of Sodom before the destruction began. That's evidence that the church will be raptured before the great tribulation begin. You should say praise the Lord. The church will be raptured before the great tribulation begin. The reason why I bring out that is because of what I heard from someone who trusts the Lord, but they fail to just walk straight and walk right. They are waiting to see signs of the tribulation, of the mark of the beast, before they get themselves right. Do you see how people think? I never think that people would ever think like this. But Israel, people are thinking like this. They think they have time. Don't think you have time. The time is now. Now is the time to say yes to the Lord. Now is the time to prepare to meet thy God. And don't wait for prophecy to fulfill or to come to pass. My friend, God appointed a day in which he would judge his world. By that man, Christ Jesus, whom he had ordained. And the reason why, wherefore, he have given to all men the assurance in that he raised Christ from the dead. He raised him from the dead. And anyone who believes in him and trusts him for your salvation, you are passed from death unto life. Just like that, automatically. Just by saying yes to Jesus, you immediately pass from death unto life. It's not about knowing Jesus. It's all about believing in Jesus. Because you could know him and you still can't, don't believe in him. Do you know that? Judas knew Jesus for almost 3.5 years, but he never believed in him. And we see the thief on the cross. He came to know Jesus for just a few moments. And he said, "Lord, be merciful unto me." Just for a moment. He come to know Jesus. And Judas knew Jesus for almost 3.5 years. But he did not believe in him. You could know Jesus, know about Jesus, and still don't believe in him. I trust this morning that you may make this wise and intelligent choice and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. And why is it so important to believe? It's important to believe because we all come into this world as we all come into the world as sinners. As by the one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passeth upon all man, and in that all have sinned. But by the righteousness of one man, who is Christ Jesus, many can be made righteous. Righteous by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith and faith in him alone can give you a part in the kingdom of heaven. Faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ. Why? In Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, "All we like sheep had gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. But the Lord, he laid upon himself the iniquity of us all." That's the reason why we need Jesus. Because we came into the world from one man, Adam. We came as sinners. And we all need a savior. And Jesus Christ is the savior of the world. As I had quoted before from Romans 5:19, "For as one man disobedient, all became sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." So whether you think you are bad, whether you think you are good enough, you need to repent by faith in Christ Jesus, who loved you and gave himself for you. We need, if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you need to repent by faith in Jesus Christ. Because recognizing that we all came into the world as sinners, and we need the Savior, who is Jesus Christ. In Christ, who loved you and gave himself for you. In Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10 and chapter 10 verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with thy heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek." He said, "For whosoever believeth on him," whosoever, young, old, Jews, Gentiles, black, white, Whosoever believeth, male, female, as whosoever believeth on him. Verse 13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Simple like that. If you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. I trust that these few words that I left with you this morning, you may make a wise and intelligent decision and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul before time change unto eternity. I already told you that death is certain. Judgment is sure. He said, death is certain, but sin is the cause. Judgment is sure, and Christ is the cure. You can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ by only faith in Jesus Christ, and you can be saved for all eternity. We see the thief on the cross. All he said, Lord, be merciful unto me, I'm a sinner. And Jesus said to him right away, today, at this very moment, thou shalt be with me in paradise. I trust that you may do so and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul before time change to eternity. Amen.